Da Secca, Bruno. Bruno Da Secca, born the 12th of February 1941, is a Swiss national who invented from scratch the story of his alleged gruesome childhood spent at the Auschwitz and Majdanek camps. It was published in 1998 as a book under the pen name Benjamin Wilko Mirsky, in English as Fragments, and was praised by the Holocaust Orthodoxy for its gripping narrative, who bestowed honors and prizes on Da Secca. That same summer, a Swiss investigative journalist exposed the story as complete fiction, as it turned out that Da Secca had never left Swiss territory during the war years. Weltwoche, the 27th of August 1998, pages 46 and following, Meckler 2000, Gansfried 2002. The reason why the entire Holocaust elite was so easily fooled by Da Secca was explained by Jewish mainstream author Howard Weiss, quote, "Perhaps no one was ready to question the authenticity of the Da Secca account, because just about anything concerning the Holocaust becomes sacrosanct," unquote. Chicago Jewish Star, 9th to 29th of October 1998, compare Weber 1998. Holocaust dogmatist Deborah Lipstadt was ready to ignore this fraud by stating that this forgery, quote, "might complicate matters somewhat. But the book is still powerful as a novel," unquote. Forward, the 18th of September 1998, page 1. And Jewish author Judith Shulevitz encouraged others to be more subtle with their forgeries, so as to remain undiscovered, Ottawa Citizen, the 18th of November 1998, quote, "I cannot help wishing Wilko Mirsky Da Secca had been more subtle in his efforts at deception, and produced the magnificent fraud world literature deserves," unquote. Deborah Dwork, at that time director of the Center for Holocaust Studies at Clark University, Worcester, Massachusetts, insisted that Da Secca was not a perpetrator, but rather a victim, quote, "a deeply scarred man," unquote, exploited by his publisher, New York Times, the 3rd of November 1998. Israel Gutman, then director of the Yad Vashem Museum in Jerusalem, claimed it is irrelevant that Da Secca lied, quote, "Wilko Mirsky has written a story, which he has experienced deeply, that is for sure. He is not a fake. He is someone who lives this story very deeply in his soul. The pain is authentic," unquote. Such astonishing attempts to whitewash admitted lies is telling. Holocaust quote-unquote witnesses and quote-unquote survivors know they can lie with impunity, and that the orthodoxy will protect and cover for them, even when caught in the act. Such mendacity casts doubt on all survivors, putting all first-hand accounts into question. See also the entry on false witnesses.